This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I really want to emphasize to people that this is a very important point. If we don't solve the deficit, there won't be money for medical care. There won't be money for Social Security. We either solve the deficit or all we'll be doing is paying debt.
It's
got to be solved, or there's no medical care, there's no Social Security, there's no nothing. It's got to be solved. It's not optional. America will go bankrupt if this is not done. That's why I'm here.
It's important for people to understand he's doing a big job. He's doing a very thankless job. It's really a thankless job. But he's helping us to save our country. Our country was in serious trouble, and I had to get the best guy.
Theresa Payton
So that's Trump and Elon Musk, obviously their second half of the video with Fox News, with Sean Hannity, laying it out for the American people. Yeah. A lot of confusion overnight about this, and some on our side rightly concerned. Wait, no, we can't be cutting $5,000 checks to every American. No, obviously we can't do that. The qualifier on it was if we eliminate the deficit, like if we find $1.7 trillion in savings, then we can talk about cutting the American people in 20%. So if they eliminate the deficit, which is roughly $2 trillion a year, that'll save us $20 trillion annually, and we can begin to do things that make sense. So this is not like, hey, we're going to cut you a $5,000 check tomorrow. This is a big if. I want the debt paid down first. My first priority is my kids. So I don't want my kids and grandkids in debt because Lindsey Graham decided to fund Ukraine through 2030 with printed dollars and borrowed dollars. So I would rather they do that first. That's what I want them to do. Yeah. But what I think they're doing, this is not to defend it, I'm just explaining it. What I think the two of them are doing is going, look, half of American adults don't pay taxes because they were let off the hook largely by Bill Clinton and then George W. Bush, and a little bit by the Trump tax cuts, the remainder is how we got to 50%. They don't have any skin in the game, and the Democrats are going to start screaming and trying to scare these people, and they are already screaming. We got to get buy-in from them. We got to get them to understand, look, we are wasting so much money, we could be writing everybody a $5,000 check, and I think that was the message. But I don't seriously expect any of this to happen anytime soon. I mean, it won't. That was the deal. In other words, if you folks keep our approval ratings high enough that we have the political capital to actually do what we need to do to save this country, then yeah, we'll cut you in with a 20% cut in, is what they're saying. It's kind of smart, but we also sort of do need to pay down the debt first.
Yeah.
Will we get there? I don't know. But there's a big if there.
But if we get close, it'll help.
It'll help a ton because then we wouldn't have a deficit. We can begin to do stuff. That makes a lot of sense. One of the things that's frustrating the heck out of me right now, Trump is having to prospect for stuff to mine in other countries like Ukraine, like Greenland, because the Democrats put it all off limits to new leases, right? Mm-hmm. We need to get the regulations, a lot of them out of the way, streamline the process, and just rapid fire these leases out. We've got to do it, okay? And I don't know if you remember when Joe Biden put with executive order a lot of, well, basically the entire East Coast and West Coast off limits.
Yeah, which sadly our South Carolina politicians went along with.
I do not understand. Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it. And so, unfortunately, there's an existing decades-old federal law that says the president can do that, but doesn't provide any way for the next president to undo it with an executive order. So we need legislation from Congress to fix this mess, okay? Trump has now been in office. Today's the 20th, okay, for a month. Where is that legislation? Look, the only way we begin to defeat inflation, we have got to unleash our, you know, the minerals, the mining, the coal, all of it. Clean coal, obviously, natural gas, oil, all of it. We have to do it now. We do not have time to play games. We do not have time for John Thune and the Senate to knock off every Thursday mid-afternoon and come back Monday mid-afternoon, which is what they've been doing. We don't have time for games. We don't have time for it. And Henry McMaster wants to play games. I got to tell you, that's going to be a major thing. And when I'm looking at the next, you know, governor of the state, I mean, do you realize we have a motherload of natural gas off our coast?
Yeah, which our government has put off limits to. The state government.
And that's one, I got to tell you, Alan Wilson and Henry McMaster, I do not get where they're coming from. I don't understand it. This is clean natural gas. You won't even be able to see the platforms from the beach. Yeah. I mean, we've been over this again and again. Yeah. You can take a pipeline and pipe it right through to this state. And you want to talk about a manufacturing magnet? Oh,
good grief, yeah.
Spartanburg doesn't need to be approving multi-billion dollar deals to try to get people here. You give them crushingly low energy prices, they will beat the door down to come in here.
Or do like Texas and Florida and do away with the income tax.
I don't know why we can't do that too.
Not just by reducing it 0.2% over a year.
Yeah, what a joke. What a joke.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And again, South Carolina could do so many great and innovative things. We got to get people like Henry McMaster out of the way. He's in the way. I cannot wait till that term ends. And I don't want another McDisaster term. I don't. So I've got a real specific list of stuff I'm going to be looking for from the next governor.
Well, this is the time. It is the time now, between now and November 2026, when that election is happening, where you want to influence who is running.
Yes.
And who is running for the Republican Party for the most part, because that's going to be where the decision is going to be made. The most likely, as it usually goes in this state in the past two or three decades, whoever that Republican nominee is going to be your next governor. Now's the time. Let's get the policies out there. Let's see what they really are going to commit to from an economic and development standpoint and taxation standpoint.
Absolutely. And again, that's the biggest thing. One of the biggest things I really need, for instance, Alan Wilson, I need him to go ahead and reverse his position on drilling. Drilling is good for the state of South Carolina. It's not bad for the state of South Carolina. I would love to see South Carolina do innovative things like sell the excess natural gas that we don't need.
Yeah.
I mean, we can do all of these innovative things, but we have got to get buffoons like Henry McMaster out of the way.
Well, there's plenty of other... descriptive term people in the way too, not just the governor.
Yeah, there's, it was Columbia as well.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, I mean, but just like basic things, okay? Like this week, last week, he got it through the legislature. They have deputized their law enforcement, including local law enforcement, mm-hmm. for deportations. Yeah. I didn't even know the president could deputize an entire state worth of law enforcement as federal agents so they can then turn around and do deportations. They can start picking up illegals. They can enforce federal law. I had no idea. And Ron DeSantis asked Trump for that. And Trump said, sure, here, I'll give it to you. DeSantis added extra funding because it's going to keep his state, you know, safe. It's also going to raise wages for these illegals to be out of there. And he signed the legislation last week. It's done. Where's McMaster? I mean, I can only take it, surely he reads the news. I can only take it that he likes to have illegal immigrants running around here doing whatever the heck they want. And that's a problem because a major corridor for the cartels is 85 right through this state. Henry? Hello? So I can only conclude he wants the illegals to stay here unmolested by our law enforcement. Because we could do, if you want to call Trump tomorrow and ask for this, Trump will do it. We just saw that down in Florida. Where are the other Republican governors, by the way, doing that? Abbott has done that to some extent. Where are the rest? What are they doing? Where's Brian Kemp?
Yep, yeah, I was going to say.
Where's he?
Yeah. And you forget about North Carolina because that's lost. So.
Yeah. Meantime, overnight, the mainstream media, if they're going to defeat Doge, is going to have to come up with a bigger, better lie because the lies they're telling are falling apart. In real time on their own channels. This is hilarious. Coming up next. By the way, if you've got liberal friends who are whining, crying, complaining that FAA cuts are causing airline crashes.
No, not even close.
By the way, but they've got people good and scared because I keep looking at the top 10 news items by hits and clicks on that app we have. And it's like every little, you know, every little run off the runway now by every airplane is somehow Trump and Doge's fault.
Even
it's
if
ridiculous.
It's not in this country.
I know. I know.
Gosh.
As you know, Azerbaijan, a plane ran off the runway yesterday. Yeah. Oh, Doge.
Yeah, exactly.
Clearly. Jeez. That's okay, folks. We're winning, and that's why they're screaming.